Okay. Call the meeting to order. Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Here.
Trustee Dodge.
Here.
Trustee Calandrello.
Here.
Trustee Healy.
Here.
Trustee Katsinas.
Here.
Trustee Malani.
Here.
Mayor Pico.
Here.
Mr. Mayor and trustees, what we have before us this evening is a hearing, actually a hearing on an appeal to the village board pursuant to our ordinance, to the village ordinance regarding the revocation of the Thai Spa Incorporated massage establishment license, as well as fines that were imposed pursuant to the findings, decision, and order of the village manager after having conducted an evidentiary hearing on March 21st, 2019. The purpose of this hearing is not to hear new testimony, but to hear the appeal and arguments from counsel for the appellant as to why the decision of the village manager after that hearing should be reversed or amended in any fashion. What I'd like to have noted in the record is that as a part of the file and for the record is the transcript of the proceedings held on March 21st, 2019, which I believe I've shared with the village president and all the village trustees. In addition, the findings, decision, order, and notice of revocation of the massage establishment license, which was entered by the village manager on April 5th, 2019, as a result of the hearing held on March 21st. Thirdly, is the notice of appeal received from counsel for the appellant, and that was received by the village clerk's office on April 15th, 2019. And finally, the notice that our firm on behalf of the village sent to the counsel for the massage establishment, that was sent May 7th, 2019. And that is the notice of the hearing this evening. So with that, we can commence hearing from counsel for the establishment, unless any of the village board members or village president have any questions or matters you want to discuss or ask before we get started.
Go ahead.
Just as procedure, Ken, what exactly are we appeal? What are we deciding to, if the determination of the village manager was what, incorrect, or what's the legal burden that we're talking about today?
Yes. What counsel is asking for in his appeal to this board is a request that the order entered on April 5th, 2019 be vacated and otherwise rescinded, and that the Village of Orland Park hearing to revoke or suspend the business license be reconvened for the limited purpose of presenting the testimony of Joie Dunn. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I apologize if I'm not. And or for such other relief as the village should deem equitable and just. So what essentially is council is asking is for this village board to vacate the decision, the order of the village manager based on the evidence that was presented at the March 21st hearing, reopen the hearing for the limited purpose of hearing from one additional witness. And I might point out that that witness apparently, according to counsel for the massage establishment, was not available to testify at the hearing, the March 21st hearing. However, there was no request of the establishment or counsel to continue the hearing, and there was an indication at the hearing that counsel was prepared to proceed, and that's what occurred. The March 21st hearing then did proceed.
Thank you.
Any further questions from anyone? Counsel, would you like to proceed with your appeal?
Thank you, His Honor, members of the council. My name is Jeff Gist. I represent Thai Massage, Inc. Before we begin, does everyone have a copy of my notice of appeal? I brought extras, if not.
Yes.
Okay. I first want to address the last question. It is true, we did appear at the hearing on March 21st, 2019, and we did answer ready to proceed. We did so because up until that particular time, we had not been able to contact, reach, or otherwise determine the location of the witness, Jehua Dunn. You'll see in the affidavits that we've attached that both I and Mr. Howe, who is a co-owner of Thai Massage, made all diligent efforts and inquiry to locate this person. She had only worked at the massage spa for one day. She disappeared after that, and we were unable to find her. You'll actually even notice in the transcript of the proceedings on page 55 and 56 that the officer testified that I and Mr. Howell spoke with him and met with him to get some more information about Ms. Dunn and find out when her criminal hearing was. He was kind enough to give us that information, and we did appear before that hearing, and that's when we had an opportunity to speak with her about this. Also in the affidavit, you'll notice that her telephone was taken by the police department. That was the reason she claimed that she was unable to reach the employer, the owner, or anyone else regarding this matter. She did know about the court hearing, of course, on the 12th because she was posted bond and they gave her a bond slip and she did know to appear for that. So my position is not so much that the decision that was entered by the village was incorrect. It was incorrect based on the facts presented before it. My position, though, is that when you're considering whether or not an appeal should be granted, there are typically two positions or two points that two factors that go into that, making that determination of whether an appeal is proper. One, whether the decision was wrong, and either wrong based on the facts or wrong based on the law. Or two, whether there is additional information that could have been or should have been introduced that could have a bearing on the effect of the decision. I'm not arguing that the decision, number one, that the decision was incorrect. But I am arguing that we should have an opportunity to present this witness. I don't wish to call the police officers again. I don't wish to call Mr. Howe again. I don't even wish to call the other owners. I just want Ms. Dunn to have an opportunity to tell her story without belaboring the council with the facts, as at least I've been able to determine them from speaking with her. Her version of what happens is completely at odds with the police officers, the investigating police officers' versions. She's an American citizen. She said she was duly licensed. Everything that she told me contradicts the testimony of this police officer. So my position is that, at the very least, we should have the opportunity to present her, to clear her name, and to also give the village a more balanced view of what happened here. There's a lot at stake on behalf of my clients. They have a lot of money invested in this business. They have 1 or 2 years left on this lease. They've been fined a fair amount of money. Their tickets that are still pending against them, I think in the next 2 weeks, we've got to appear on those tickets. This isn't a light matter. I'm not asking for much. I'm asking to reconvene to talk to this one witness and then for a decision to be rendered based on that.
We have also, I should have introduced Michael Hugley, who is the village prosecutor on behalf of the village. Mr. Hugley, do you want to respond in any fashion to council's argument?
Mayor, members of the board. As you know, we're here tonight on account of the appeal for TY Spa and the and his appeal of the findings that our village manager reached, which were embodied in his findings dated April 5th. I won't, council's already, Mr. Fricker's already summarized the findings in terms of the result. As Mr. Fricker said, the law is that the board at this level is an appellate hearing is not really, the purpose is not to hear more evidence. It's just to determine whether, based on the record, the village manager was, that we met our burden, that is proving with a preponderance of the evidence that the events alleged in the tickets did in fact occur at the business. And I believe you have the record. I believe the record clearly establishes that, in fact, we did meet our burden. whether or not the, we answered ready, council answered ready. That's not the village's responsibility to make certain that, you know, the defendant's witness is present. We had our witnesses, two police officers, Orland Park police officers who testified. I can only point out or reiterate, you know, the notice was properly delivered to the licensee. Licensee and counsel, in fact, appeared at the hearing. Mr. Geisinger, Jason Geisinger, Mr. Fricker's firm, who was also present at the hearing, specifically asked whether or not there was any issues that needed to be, preliminary issues that needed to be raised before any testimony was taken. And counsel responded, no, he did not have any other issues that he needed to raise. We presented our witness, two witnesses, Officer Stasek and Officer Lee. Both testified. Officer Stasek was the actual officer that went in to the establishment. Officer Lee was stationed outside and approached and was admitted into the establishment subsequent to Officer Stasek's exit. It's not our obligation to facilitate, you know, the licensee's case, frankly. And I respectfully request, I believe we met our burden. I respectfully request that the board affirm the findings of our village manager. I think the matter of the employee, my on information belief that was resolved today over in Bridgeview. Successfully for the state. So I frankly don't know how much what else the witness could add, but I think we've met our burden, and I think you should affirm the decision. Anybody has any questions? I'm happy to answer any additional questions that anyone might have.
As Mr. Hugley alluded, I believe Ms. Dunn's case was presented in Bridgeview on the criminal charge, and I think as it's a matter of public record that she pleaded guilty. So the offense to which led to the revocation of the license and the fines resulted in her pleading guilty to those offenses.
Certainly.
So, Mr. Fricker, I have a procedural question. This is an appeal, and my understanding is it's not the time to listen to new evidence. It's to look at the previous evidence, and was there a grounds for appeal based on a mistake made during that that hearing? Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Thank you.
Counsel, either counsel have anything further want to add?
I just want to be clear on why I answered ready for the last hearing. I mentioned this before, but it's important to note. At the time of the hearing, I had no information, no concrete evidence that I would be able to locate that witness. So in my opinion, it did not seem prudent to waste this tribunal's time and energy to ask for a continuance when I had no concrete basis of doing so. That's why we proceeded on behalf of Thai Massage at that time. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Are there any comments from the board?
Yes, this will be the time for any questions or comments if any of the board members have. have questions about the proceedings or what they've heard this evening?
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Calandrello.
So there was no motion to ask for continuance, or no motion by the defendant for continuance this matter at all?
At the original hearing?
Correct.
Yes.
There was
they responded ready to proceed.
Right, but even after all the evidence was held, the hearing didn't, there was never a request that was denied for a motion for continuance.
Not that I read in here, not in the transcript.
Yeah, not that I'm aware
I'm
of.
I'm just confirming.
Certainly not from the record.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, then the matter will be can be taken under advisement, or the board can make a decision this evening. We can deliberate here and determine.
Can we take it under advisement into?
You can go. Yes, you can go into closed session. The board is a what's considered under the Open Meetings Act a quasi-judicative board, since you have the power to revoke or suspend or issue fines pursuant to the ordinance regarding this establishment. So you can go into closed session to consider the testimony and the matters that you've heard tonight on the appeal.
I'll take a motion to go into closed session. Too.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Roll has to be by roll.
Oh, roll. Roll. Call the roll.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye. Call the meeting to order. Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Milani?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to affirm the April 5th, 2019 finding decision and order of revocation of massage establishment license.
Second.
The motion is made, and I'll make a brief statement. The revocation, to me, it was made because the establishment is buzzing people in and out of the establishment. All the blinds are closed, so it's working in a secretive environment, as well as the licenses were not posted on the wall like they were supposed to be, as well as there was not a list of therapists, which are also required by the business license. So those were the facts that I found pertinent in this case. Are there any other comments or questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.